Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 6.
And there be dragons.
As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we already know and learning how to live them. This chapter moves through a powerful sequence of ideas about opportunity, especially the kind that appear during hard times. Earl reminds us that some of the greatest fortunes, companies, and innovations in American history were created not during periods of comfort, but during economic downturns, uncertainty, and crisis. The point hits a little different when you remember when he was actually recording these. In the 1950s and 60s were not far removed from the Great Depression and World War II. Most of the people listening to these original broadcasts had lived through real hardship and suffering. This message was clear. There is no security in good times or bad. There's only security in death. But being alive is by its very nature an insecure proposition. That sounds grim at first, but Earl flips it. Life isn't meant to provide security. Life is meant to provide opportunity. Opportunities for love and laughter and growth and contribution and meaning. When we mistake life for something that should feel safe and predictable, we misunderstand what it's offering us.
There be dragons.
Earl uses my favorite metaphor in this chapter. Early maps, he reminds us, were often marked with an unexplored region with a warning,
and there be dragons.
I just enjoy doing that. Christopher Columbus didn't know what lay beyond the edge of the map, and neither do we. Most of the time, the unknown has always frightened humans. And that fear can paralyze us, keep us from exploring new ideas, new careers, and new ways of living. So often, we stop at the edge of what's familiar and tell ourselves stories about what lies beyond. Stories filled with danger and failure and embarrassment or loss. But the dragons are rarely real. Earl spends a good deal of time in this episode talking about entrepreneurship. Starting a business, creating value, and carving out your own path. But I don't think this idea is limited to business owners. Anyone can have an entrepreneurial spirit, regardless of their job or profession. It's the mindset of growth, initiative, and responsibility. It's the willingness to learn, adapt, and move deliberately in a chosen direction. And that direction matters. Earl reminds us again that we become what we think about, which means we must choose intentionally where we place our thoughts, our efforts, and our attention. Drift is easy. Intention takes courage. This brings us to the final point of the chapter, mastery. Earl argues that we must learn enough about a subject to truly understand it, to move beyond surface-level knowledge and become genuinely competent. Only then can we move forward with confidence. And here's the beautiful irony. When we finally sail into the territory marked
"And there be dragons,"
we discover something surprising. There are no dragons. What we find instead are challenges, puzzles, opportunities, and growth. The dragons were never monsters. They were simply unanswered questions and unexplored possibilities, waiting for someone brave enough to venture forward. So this chapter leaves me with a simple reminder. There is no security in standing still. There is opportunity in moving forward. And beyond the edge of the map lies not danger or dragons, but discovery. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.